Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Take two. Take two. We just recorded half a podcast, and then Ryan looked over and realized that the laptop died.
Yep.
And didn't save the podcast, so here we are again.
Yes.
Chilling for episode 213.
213.
213 point. 213 version 2.0.
That's right. That's right. People, no one will ever get, not even us, the what we talked about in the first half of what was supposed to be this podcast.
I liked it too. It was good. But we can go back to some of those topics again.
Of course. But do you just want to go back into your fart box?
I'll start with that, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't get to finish that story,
because
that's when you realized.
We'll start off with a good fart box story. And for those wondering what a fart box is, let Matt explain.
So, many of you are probably aware now of our friend Christian, who moved here from South Carolina.
Ah,
yeah, that.
That's shit.
And he's been streaming lately, and we've been thinking of ways to fuck with him while he's streaming. So I went on Amazon, and I ordered about 5 electronic remote control fart boxes. And the way they work is you just put batteries in it and you click a button from like 200 feet away.
Is it the ones that go,
yeah.
Yep. Like, you know, those sounds like the shitty fart.
Yeah,
sounds.
But there's a couple that sound real. There's 15 different sounds, I think, but some of them sound real. So I got 5 of them, and the plan was to put them in the room Christian streams in and all over the place and click them one by one so he can never find all of them. They're all over the
place. Is it like this? Hold up. This guy's. Come on, he's just showing it off. Just press the button.
Check out the machine.
Same one. It's the same one.
Oh, come on, do it again. That's the one.
Yeah.
That's the famous fart noise that all fart machines. Oh.
Then there's one that's like, dang, dang.
Yeah, let's see. Let's see if it does it.
Keep going, keep going. That one is on there. They're all. This is the same machine. That's the one right there. That's it. Classic.
One of my step uncles, I guess he was technically nothing to me, had one.
That's funny because the first one I got was from my uncle. I got it at a gas station.
This is the same uncle who would spit dip into the toilet and leave it in there to make us believe that he just diarrheaed in the toilet and didn't flush. Anyways, go on with your fart box story.
Kids, look at my poop in the toilet.
Isn't that gross?
Isn't that funny?
But basically, we put the batteries. First of all, they take 9-volt batteries, and no one has 9-volt batteries anymore. So I had to go down to Rite Aid and buy. When batteries are expensive, I had to pay like $20 for 5 fucking 9-volt batteries. And I get home, you know. Then I realized to unscrew the back, you have to use one of those little tech deck screwdrivers. And I was like, luckily I had one, so I was able to unscrew it, put all the batteries in, and then I realized they're not that complex of machinery. So if I click the remote, all of them go off at the same time, and they all are on a different sound.
Okay,
so
good.
When one goes off, every single one goes, and they're loud because the back is a twist off thing that you can like twist a little bit and make it louder. It like extends out.
Do you have it as the loudest it can go?
Yeah. So basically, Christian got in the shower, and Christian is living on my couch right now. As seems like everyone that moves to LA has that phase. I feel like that's kind of like a rite of passage when moving to LA. You have to live on someone's couch for a while. I did it. Ryan did it. Christian did it. Jackson Harrison did it. But basically,
that's how you get started out here.
It is. It is. You got to have a friend to live on their couch. But he gets in the shower and we're like, all right, we should put them all around the room. And then when he's asleep tonight, click it. Because he has to get up at 6 a.m. for work.
Yeah.
So when he's in the shower, I'll give the locations. But if he listens, he's going to know the locations. So we're going to have to move them. I on the couch, I unzipped the pillow that he lays his head on at night. And I stuck one inside of that, but underneath so he couldn't tell it was there. And then another pillow on the couch, put one in there. Then we unscrewed the air vent on the ceiling. Over the couch.
Put one in there.
Put one in there. Screwed it back on. So he'd have to get a screwdriver to get that one out. Then his PC that he built, I I unscrewed the side and took it off, and I stuck one of them in like the hard drive rack and okay. screwed the side back on. And then there's another one that is taped to the back of the TV against the wall, so he won't find that one. How many was that?
Has he gone looking for them yet?
Well, that's all five of them. So I could not fucking wait last night, because he did this at like 7 p.m. and I was like, I just want to go to bed now so it can happen. Finally, midnight rolls around. Everyone in the house goes to bed. And I took my Ring camera and I set it up next to him on a table so I could film the reaction. So when he started moving, it would get the motion.
Was it like black and white?
Yeah, it's like night vision. So he's rolled over on the couch. And we wanted to give it enough time so he had like probably fallen asleep, but just barely.
Yeah.
And then I click it. I was texting in the group chat. We were all like, we picked a time, and then we'd be like, 3 minutes. Here we go. And then I click it, and it goes. I have the video, and I'll actually play what it sounds like when it goes off.
Does he go what?
Yeah, he's like, shit. Because earlier in the day, there was one hidden next to him while he was working, and it was the end of the fiscal year, so he was having a really stressful day at work.
Yeah.
And Harrison and Carson kept clicking it, and he goes, God fucking damn it, guys. And he like lost it. So here's the first time.
He's probably like the only one in that household who has like a legitimate job.
Yep. Here, I'll just play real quick. Just the moment it goes off. Let me. Here. Okay. Then he begins to like sit up and like slowly look around. And he's like doing this, like looking back and forth. And then. He just says, like he just keeps looking around, like, what the fuck? So he goes, shit. And then he lays his head back down. I did it again.
Did he just say, fuck?
The second he lays his head back down, I did it again. And then he sits up.
Are you watching him live on the camera?
Yeah. He says, God damn it. And he said, bullshit. And then he's, like, fidgeting with the pillow, trying to get it open. And he gets it out and he throws it on the floor.
Is that the sound of it crashing?
Yeah, he's angrily threw it. And then he lays back down. And then he lays back down. And I guess for some reason he thought that was the only one. So he lays back down and I waited 10 whole minutes. So I was like, it was hard to wait that long. I was so tempted to just do it again, but I'm like, I'm going to wait 10 minutes. And I have that video too. So he's like falling asleep again and I hit it. And he's like, fuck! And then he starts talking out loud to us like, you got... And right when he's talking, I did it again. So just...
I love how you have legitimate trouble sleeping. And like for you, falling asleep is like a golden... like it's like the golden chalice, like deep within a vault or something. And for him, he's trying to get to bed. He had a rough day. He's trying to like prepare for the next day.
It's
like
6 hours
legitimate
of sleep.
Work. Not fun work.
No.
Like just
super not fun work.
Just 9 to 5 work. And every time he's close to sleep.
7 to 4 actually.
Huh?
So 7 to 4, so even more than a 9 to 5.
Yeah. His friends, you know, gotta make sure he stays up with the wonderful fart noises.
And I didn't do it anymore. Because he found the camera. He was like, ah, fuck. And he slaps it down. But after that, we're like, all right, I'm not going to do it again tonight. But he only found one of them. There's 4 left. So tonight when he goes to sleep, I'm going to do it again. And we're going to do it every single night until he finds all of them. But the thing is, he's not going to be able to find them because we're not going to press them that often. So when we press them, it's not like he can like pinpoint where it came from.
Yeah.
Especially if it's in like the vent or inside of his computer.
So he found the one in the pillow, which is probably the easiest.
That's
one.
The easiest one because it's right under his head.
So you got the TV, the vent,
his computer, and another pillow on the couch.
Okay.
So please, if you go to Christian Streams, don't rat me out.
You know, I feel like someone will.
We're just gonna have to don't be uncool because then we'll have to change the locations and shit. But yeah, so that's we all
You're
have remotes
have
to
show
too.
Show up to his streams and watch his whole streams.
I'll moderate
sure
it so I can delete
fans.
The like the second I see someone like say anything, I'll just delete it before he looks. I have like 5 of the remotes though, so we each have one. So from our room at any time during the night, we can click it remotely and they'll all go off. So it's kind of a cool setup we have there. But I'll update you guys next week on this saga.
But other than that. It's October.
It's October, baby. Christmas season.
Yeah.
Holiday season's here.
3 whole holidays in a row.
Yeah, baby. Oops. That sounded like one of the ones on the machine.
Yeah.
That sounded just like it.
Might.
Is it bad? Nope. Well, that one seems like it's...
I've had some... I haven't been eating well for the past 4 days. So I need to get back on it, yeah. I noticed, though, when I started eating like shit, Matt, I would wake up with heartburn. I'd wake up and my stomach would feel like I have to shit. And I'm like one of the, like a bad shit. Like I'm going to be on the toilet for
a bit. Yeah, it's going to hurt.
And so, man, I don't know why I feel, or my brain feels that the cost of feeling good at the beginning of the day or throughout the day, the cost of that, pales in comparison to the positivity and the euphoria I get by eating a double cheeseburger plain from McDonald's at night with some chocolate chip cookies dipped in milk. I don't understand that because it's not great food.
It's instant gratification versus like the long-term gratification.
It is, and unfortunately, I'm going to have to take a shit.
Oh, okay.
If you couldn't tell, I was like figuring out that I'm like, do I have? Yeah, I got it.
All right. Well, Ryan is taking his daily podcast shit, and we'll be back.
Price we talk.
100 souls.
Okay.
What's that from?
I can do that. Pirates of the Caribbean.
How'd you know?
Is it really?
Yeah.
Really?
That's Davy.
Complete wild guess.
That's Davy Jones when Jack goes, how many souls do you think would equal one of mine? And then he goes, 100 souls.
Completely just random guess.
You got it right. Welcome back. I gave Matt a random quote because I told him I was pouring straight gas into that bowl. I mean, solids came out, but it was a lot of gas.
Right.
And Matt then retorted with, I wish I could be that bowl.
Yeah.
And then I said, for a price, you could be. And then he asked me what price, and I said, 100 souls in Davy Jones' voice. Or sorry, Bill Nye's voice.
Bill Nye?
The actor. There's Bill Nye the Science Guy, but there's also the actor Bill Nye.
I didn't know there was an actor named Bill Nye.
Yeah.
But now you guys are up to speed. Yeah, we're back.
That was a good shit for me. How about you? Like,
fantastic,
that felt
fantastic.
I feel so, like, I gotta stop eating like shit. Even though those shits feel wonderful, I still feel it up like in my throat and my chest. Like it's like, it's just.
It's, yeah, dude.
Not the shit, but the unhealthy feelings I get from eating too much.
I've been, the past 4 days, I've been forcing myself to wake up at the same time, go to bed at the same time, eat breakfast, and yeah, eat throughout the day. Because I have a really bad habit of just
I've been
eating.
Forcing myself to become a normal human being.
I'm forcing myself to get on regular. And also, like, no alcohol, no
for now.
Weed, anything
so you
like that.
You get your shit figured out.
Yeah, I just want to get my sleep shit figured out, so I'm trying to...
Nothing wrong with a drink at the end of the day.
I'm trying to eliminate all the different variables that could be affecting it, my
yes.
sleep, so then I can just...
Because then, if you do that, and then you take, like, let's say a sleep study, and then you can pinpoint maybe what exactly is benefiting the negative aspects of your sleep.
Yes, I went to a sleep doctor because I'm always fucking tired, and no matter the amount of sleep I get,
Dr. Sandman,
still fucking tired. I wish. is that a Middle Eastern joke?
No.
What the hell, man?
Dr. Baghead.
I
can say that because my family are bagheads. Anyways,
Ryan,
what?
Can't say that.
They're my family.
Okay. I told
Desert Snakes.
Ryan.
What?
I told the doctor all my symptoms and I'm doing a sleep study soon. I'm waiting for them to call me back, but I can't wait to go sleep in a clinic overnight with people watching me while I sleep. But hopefully I get to the bottom of this and figure out why I'm so goddamn tired all the time.
That's good. Sorry, I was too busy thinking of people going, Ryan is a self-hating Palestinian. Hates the Middle East.
I got a DM on Instagram that was like,
is Ryan actually Palestinian?
Yeah, it was like,
I got that
it was
too.
Like, can you please contact him for me? I need to know.
No, I got a DM. Hold up. I got a DM and it was like, hold on.
What would you like to answer that girl's question?
I don't know if I can find it just because it might just be lost now. But I remember it was just like, hey Ryan, it was something along the lines of, hey, Ryan, I have a very important question for you. Were you being serious when you said you were part Palestinian?
That's what I got, too. It was like, can you please ask Ryan to check and see this message?
Was it a joke?
Are you part... Let's answer it. Are you Palestinian?
Yes.
There you go.
That's it. I'm a slew of things. I mean, you got the white Irishness in me, and then over from, you know, my mom's side, I got, Palestinian, Dutch, and Indonesian.
Yeah, so that's quite the mix. I'm just plain white bread. I'm as plain as they come. I got a very white last name, Watson, which means son of Walter. You should do 23andMe. I just did it. I'm like, they're going to get my DNA one way or another. Fuck it. And I spit in the tube, sent it off, and I got the email this morning that they are currently analyzing it.
Oh, shit. So you're going to find out
soon. Probably within they said by October 19th, but.
So are you like Irish or Scottish descent?
Scottish.
Yeah.
Scottish and British.
I think he's Irish.
I don't think there's.
I can't remember.
I feel like
honestly.
I don't really have much Irish. I have a little bit of French and German.
Okay.
No, not a lot of Irish, but mainly Scottish. I looked at my sister's 23andMe, mm-hmm. and I imagined that mine will be pretty similar.
Probably, yeah.
I know, but there will be differences, but.
There will be differences because you will get more of the genes from your mom.
Isn't that
how it works? From school, this is how I've always seen it. If a man and a woman love each other very much and decide to pork and one pregnates the other, a baby pops out. And if it's a girl, it's going to have more traits of the dad physically. And if it's a boy, it's going to have more traits of the mother physically. That's why you always see you look like your mother.
I do, though. It's actually funny because my sister is 100% like my dad's kid, and mm-hmm. I'm like 100% my mom's kid. Because I got almost everything I could think of, I got from my mom. Yeah. Where my sister, almost everything she got is from my dad.
People say I look like my mom a lot. So
I mean, I see it in the face a little bit, but not...
But as I get older, I feel like I'm starting to develop the McGee patriarch, you know, that look.
McGee patriarch?
Yeah. Good old Captain McGee.
Well,
McGee
I think
patriarch.
I wouldn't say you look like your mom. I would say that you guys don't look super similar, but when I look at your mom, I can see see that that's his mom. I think it's
same way with your mom.
It's the eyes. It's definitely the eyes.
Probably the eyes. I don't have the same nose as my mom. I think I have my I don't know. I think I just have my own nose.
I have my grandfather's honker. He had a big ass nose just in the same shape, and I never met him, but I saw my mom showed me some pictures I'd never seen of him, and I was like, holy shit, he looks so much like me.
I feel like you and your sister kind of have, it's not the same nose, you have like kind of the same brow and the same chin and mouth area like that.
We look pretty similar. Yeah. Well, we used to look a lot more similar. As we're getting older, we're kind of, whoop.
Good.
I know, I don't want to look like that. I'm just kidding, Sam, I love you. But genetics are that's one of those rabbit holes that A, I don't understand, but B, is just so fucking mind-blowing mm-hmm. about how DNA is literally programming, and there's so much and it decides so much, and how cells are little factories, and when I start really thinking about that shit, especially if you've smoked a joint and you start thinking about genetics and how your body is a machine and those are all, it's programmed, it's we're in a simulation, dude.
And then
you're programmed.
You ever get really high and you start thinking about, do I have choice? Are the things that I think are choice, the just stuff that my brain just fires? It's like, I'm thirsty. And so you go to the fridge and you pour yourself a cup of water, but you yourself, you're thinking, you know, I'm just going to pour myself a cup of water. But really your brain's like, water. It's kind of like your brain doing, maybe you should pour yourself a cup of water. And then you go, maybe I should pour myself a cup of water.
So... I guess that's true. There are two sides of a person. There's the brain that does the stuff,
complete
get water.
Survival and just kind of
the,
straightforward.
Involuntary side. I mean, the voluntary side. Involuntary shit's crazy. It's also, because I was doing research from all the sleep shit, I learned a lot of crazy things about how your body works when you sleep, and it's...
Like how we're powered by the souls of the past.
Yes. And how... there's just so many enzymes and little proteins and just crazy shit. Crazy fucking shit. I would love to learn more about that. I don't even know where to start. It's so...
School.
Okay.
I could go back to school. Dude, if I could just... I wonder if, not online classes, if I could just go to like a tech college out here and just like decide like, hey, pay $100 to take a class about religious studies for a semester. I'm like, fuck yeah, I wanna go do this shit. I wanna go learn.
I would love to take classes for classes.
Ooh, I miss night classes. I would do a night classes in college because I liked it because I would probably have a class in the beginning of the day and then I'd spend all day on campus with my friends and then I would go to the night class and then I'd still hang out with my friends at night. And so it was kind of like I didn't have to go all the way home because I lived off campus back in Irmo. So I had the commute to Columbia. But if I just had that night class, I'd just stay all day and hang out with my friends all day, meet at Beezer's or meet at the fucking disgusting food they serve at the cafeteria, which is, I just remember I feel disgusted. I think it was a Domino's, right?
It was a Domino's Taco Bell. No, it was a Pizza Hut Taco Bell.
Sorry, a Pizza Hut. There was like a Pizza Hut, and I usually always just went to
the one on the corner of inside by the
in the Russell House.
Yep.
And they always had a Chick-fil-A though.
Uh-huh.
They always had a
not good Chick-fil-A though.
No.
Bad Chick-fil-A. Very bad. And they charged you for sauces. They made me pay I said, "Can I get some honey mustard?" Like, it's gonna be money. I'm like, okay, cool. But dude, fuck, what were you saying right before that?
How disgusting I felt every time I went to the Russell House cafeteria.
Before that. Before. Oh, yeah.
How much I respect you as a human being.
Yeah, so about that. I wish that, like, I would love to take college courses. Like, not give a fuck about a degree or grades, but just take courses just so I can learn.
I don't want to take no online class. I want to be there at a desk and, like, listen to someone speak.
Dude, I'd love to just fucking
take tests.
Yeah, but I would love to do that and just not give a fuck about the grade because I'm paying for it.
No, exactly.
Not do the homework or anything. It's like, I don't need to.
See, it's more of like me not going. See, the reason I'm like, take tests. It's because it's like, how much did I actually learn without the consequence of, I'm not going to get the degree. I'm going to be held back. Because
my parents will be mad. Yeah, yeah.
What a privilege, you know?
I know. But if somehow they make free education in America, I would like to go back to school.
Not
like for like a full degree, but I think it'd be cool just to go to like you said, a tech school and do like classes on CGI or classes on like audio engineering, just little things that would make the stuff we do now a lot easier with the knowledge we could gain, because knowledge is power.
Could you imagine, like, if you're reading a book and you're, like a science book and, like, you're taking this college class. Or let's say you're reading a book about genetics. The chapter's on genetics and you're reading it. You, your head starts hurting. And all of a sudden, like, you feel it get bigger. It goes, you're like, ah! Like, every time you learn something, your brain just kind of starts bulging kind of out of your cranium. It's like, ah! Too much knowledge. What if that's how you could tell how smart people were in high school? Is
how
just
big their head was?
Because like it would start looking brain shaped, and there would be like veins and shit, and it would start glowing and pulsating.
But it's not attractive, so people would choose to stay ugly. While the smart people would be getting ahead in society. However, they
making advancements for the uglies.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
For the uglies, stand back, and stand by, baby.
We're
not gonna talk about that, I guess.
We watched the first Trump versus Biden.
Nothing much to say.
There's nothing to say about it. It was a train wreck, and that's all you got to say. You know, the real loser of that debate was America.
Yeah.
So
that seems to be the common thread there.
Yeah, that shit was horrible. The only pot. Oh, god damn it, dude!
What happened?
You sprayed me in the fucking face with the water gun and went in my mouth. That's how. When did you fill that with water?
I didn't fill it.
That's
with water.
That's very old water.
Well, maybe you should
went directly in my mouth.
You should be careful about swallowing old water.
It did, however.
Probably shouldn't do that.
It did, however, clean my glasses a little bit and sprayed on my chest, and it's hot in here, so that did cool me down.
See?
So there are positives with everything.
I will say, though, I know people have their defenses, and I don't give a shit, because we all have our own separate opinions, and if we all thought the same, it wouldn't be a life worth living. But I'm not a big fan of the authoritarian vibe I'm getting from Trump in the past few months, plus this debate solidified it in terms of him saying, you know, giving himself leeway into not accepting the result if it doesn't go his way. I just don't like that coming from the president. It just doesn't, it sounds bad. I mean, it is bad.
It is bad. What it is it's setting up, and regardless of if you agree with this or not, kind of the truth of the matter is he's setting it up to stay in power even if Biden were to win the election, because he could just declare it a fraudulent election.
Because we're doing mail-in ballots.
There have been
problems with mail-in ballots before, I'm sure, but...
The fact-checker said that they are trustworthy. They always have been.
Well, take it up with Steven Crowder, okay?
I will. I'm going to fist fight him in an empty parking lot.
And after he's done reading some Wikipedia page, or not even Wikipedia, after he's done reading some Breitbart page, he'll put a cigar in his mouth and smile at the camera for way too long as he just laid into you with facts.
It's because you need a little bit of time to finish when you're jerking off to Steven Crowder. So he gives you that extra smile at the end. So if you're having a hard time, you can be like, ooh, yep. A little extra time. But
I guess my main thing is, like, he's always talking about the bias, right, of the left, of media, blah, blah, blah. But it's like you can't argue against bias and then show direct fucking bias in terms of, like, trying to dance around but slightly call out something, but then just go in on someone for no reason, like, about their beady fucking shark eyes. Like, I get it, you're a quote-unquote comedian, as much as a comedian as we are, which is not saying anything.
Well, it's like, it's the same people, it's like, you can't call out the hypocrisy of, like, bias of something like CNN without also being, like, and Fox News.
Yeah.
Does it just, and so does Breitbart, and so does... most
MSNBC.
So when you just focus on, like, just like one media outlet and, like, make that the villain, like, for instance, like, just how the right, like, hates CNN, it's like,
and how the left hates Fox.
Both.
We're almost there, man. I think people might begin to understand that all news organizations are all the two big major ones that people or the major ones that people think of when they think of, like, CNN, MSNBC, and Fox. They're biased.
Yeah.
It's almost like, you know,
it's almost like none of them are telling the truth.
I know, it's crazy.
I'm not saying that they don't tell the truth sometimes, but every single one of those news organizations,
it's skewed with a bias,
twists it to feed a fan base.
Like with their tone and the way they say things, it skews towards their bias. So if something positive happens for the Republican Party, it will be skewed in kind of a negative light on CNN versus it'll be put in a more positive light on Fox. Whereas if the Democratic Party has a fuck up, or, like, let's say Nancy Pelosi asks people
shits her pants
at a salon while getting her hair cut during a pandemic, the Democratic Party will either, like, or CNN, they won't really
talk about it
or cover it as much.
Like Fox, how Fox doesn't talk about negative, like, Trump scandals and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, they won't bring it up.
Here's the thing. I'm not saying they don't cover the negative aspects of their parties, because there are stories where I seem like, oh, I'm surprised that's on CNN, or, oh, I'm surprised that's on Fox.
Yeah.
Every now and then they do kind of give that sliver of, oh, I guess they
I think because sometimes some things are too big to just ignore, where they're like, we can't just fully ignore this. But they gloss over it really fast. Yeah, so it's tricky to watch the big news agencies and, you know, really tell what's true, because there's just so much fake information now. And I watched that Netflix documentary, The Social Dilemma, and one of the biggest focus of it is, like, fake news and fake information, and how,
which Facebook is still a big,
it's Facebook, big Twitter, it's just, it's being pushed more than ever. And they said that there's this, like, MIT study that fake news spreads 6 times faster on Twitter than real news.
God damn.
And it's like, whew. And also just how, like, the algorithms of social media want to get a rise out of you so you stay engaged, so they can show you more ads ultimately and keep you coming back. And it kind of is just creating a bigger divide between Americans, because this side only sees this stuff. Because in the documentary, it was like, people will be like, how is there all this info and this side just doesn't see it? It's because, like, they're not seeing it. They're saying the same thing about the other side because they're seeing different info and saying, like, how are they not seeing it?
Yeah.
We're all getting fucked over by Facebook and social media and shit. That's a good documentary. Freaked me out.
I've been meaning to catch that. And you said it's only like, it's just an hour and a half. It's just a movie.
It has some kind of, like, cheesy, throughout the documentary, they have, like, a fiction, like, narrative story that goes to, like, show the radicalization of someone through social media. And it's kind of cheesy. But overall, the documentary side of it's really good. It's, if anything, it's just everyone should watch it, because it just kind of shows a big problem with data collection and how much data there is on everyone listening to this, and like they know how long you look at a picture before going to the next one, like shit like that. And it's scary. It's really scary because they have these supercomputers that are getting smarter every day on their own, fucking around and learning more about you every day. And what happens when they get too smart and they know everything about
you? They're going to rise up, dude, with their giant robot claws and decapitate us.
Or they could just be like, I don't like Ryan. Let's release a list of all the porn he watches.
I think with social media, when it comes to politics, one of the most dangerous things that I've noticed is how dehumanizing, how easily it is to dehumanize the other party as just profile pictures or angry voices, because everyone's a whole lot more brave on social media. Thus, they can say things in a more kind of violent or degrading way than they wouldn't say to a person. Like, Right. Yes, you always have your shitheads that will treat each other like shit in person, but I feel like social media gives people the avenue to see people as not people, as just part of like the democratic left or part of the
part of an idea that you hate.
Yes. And so when you start thinking of human beings as a collective idea and you're fighting against that idea, I think it propagates violence in real life and just a unhealthy mindset of the quote unquote other that has been used throughout history to demonize particular groups during whether it's wartime or times of an election.
Yeah.
I mean, we see it mostly during wartime. When we create an other to fight against. When
like, people from Afghanistan.
Are terrorists with turbans on their heads, and they don't ever
cook. And everyone wants to kill all Americans.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah. Or it happened with Japanese Americans in the United States during World War
II. We put them in camps.
Yep.
Don't forget that.
Yep.
We did that in America.
We
it wasn't that bad.
Just looking at Germany at the Holocaust. You know, like, America wiped its brow of sweat when they're like, they kept them in camps too? Oh, thank God. They were killing. Okay.
They did it worse.
Okay.
So.
They were much worse than us.
But anyway, Facebook, scary. Scary, scary. Twitter.
Facebook, scary. Twitter.
Google.
I think social media in general.
And it made me, I want to get off social media fully, but it's like.
I do too. I've been thinking about deleting my accounts, but at the same time, it's just kind of like, I don't know.
A lot of stress would be out of my life.
I don't post regardless. I think most of the stress does come from reading comments or reading, like I did it again. People always wonder why I have to clarify that I'm joking. It's because I'll see comments or I'll see Reddit threads on our subreddit that get a lot of traction or tweets where people are upset or like they buy into this ludicrous story we said, and it's just, it's like we either have to laugh after a joke or we have to tell you it's a joke or else it's not a joke. I don't know. It's just, it's not that I'm mad that people don't get it. It's that then they start to kind of create a false narrative and build this false story that you saw it a lot with Rant Grumps in terms of like the stories we would see about Game Grumps coming out of Rant Grumps and their like hypotheses of what was going on within the business and how they were totally just coming from left field and had no basis in reality.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just the only basis they had were kind of like their own internalization.
This kind of internalized hatred of a group. And, I think I have not been on there in like 5 months.
Yeah.
I did used to check it when I worked for Grumps because I was like, what are people saying? And then I realized that's the worst thing you can do for your mental health.
Well, it's the same thing that, like, I think that subreddit has the same problem as, like, say, let's even just say r/GameGrumps, r/whatever fandom it is. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. What is it called? There's a word for it. It's something bias. What is it? Confirmation bias. So
it's just a bunch of people basically with the same ideas, like jerking each other off, so everyone's in agreement and it builds everyone up.
It's just funny because it's like, while r/GameGrumps or Super Mega, it does have its own confirmation bias because it's, I get this, it's crazy. Why does it have a confirmation bias? It's because it's legitimately a place for fans of something to come and collectively talk about and whatever. So that's its own confirmation bias. And then you have people that think they're not a part of a confirmation bias because they're talking negatively about this specific fandom, but then it turns out they're within this collective that is confirming
the
their own
thing.
Biases.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean,
my thing about
fandoms.
Yeah, I know. And my thing about all that stuff is like, there's problems in the world. There
No, not even that. There's TV shows and movies to watch, man. like, there's other stuff to do.
Yeah.
And yes, there are real problems in the world, but I'm not saying you need to tackle problems in the world rather than be on social media, because, you know, we're all at fault with we all have a fault in that, but it's like, I don't know.
Incoming thread, Ryan.
I get it. And I know it's like the whole like don't like, don't watch. But I think ultimately it's like maybe it's better for your mental health if you just stop watching and stop giving whatever is giving you so much.
Well, exposing yourself to negativity and just nothing but negativity, it breeds it.
Yes.
Right? And you are the company you keep, right? So if you're always talking to people online about how you hate something, negativity, it's going to, you know, affect your state of mind.
Yeah. And if people out here, like I've seen the comments, it's like, I miss old Superman. Like, we're sorry that your sense of humor is changing, or from your side of the argument, maybe we're changing as people or changing our content to something you don't like. Matt and I, at the end of the day, are just doing what we're doing. We're not sitting looking at like charts and trying to decide what will get more clicks and views and what percentage of our audience is male and female and what demographics mean to the content we create.
We're just making
yeah, we're and just making shit.
Granted,
but if you fall out of it, you know, thank you for supporting us in this time, and I hope, you know, good luck out there in this cruel, cruel world.
Yeah, thank you for the support, even if it's no longer there. And I think obviously we've, you know, 2020 has been a lesser year for the channel.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't uploaded as much or done as much because we've said this before. There's not really an excuse. It's just with the pandemic and quarantine, we just like lost a lot of motivation.
Yeah.
Just depression. You just kind of don't like, it's crazy because like there's such a motive to do what we do, but like still can't get motivated to do it.
Yeah.
And like that doesn't just apply to Superman. That applies to everything in my life. Which is one reason I'm trying to fix all my sleep shit.
It's a good privileged problem to have.
Yeah, super privileged, yeah.
But it doesn't mean it doesn't exist, because you talk about burnout or lack of creativity or lack of inspiration with a lot of creators.
COVID's just burned me out on everything, man.
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting, boys. But would you like to hear some ad reads?
Yes, 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 Mr. Who are you?
It doesn't even matter. Just enjoy the ad reads, you fucking...
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Pickle Rick. Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Do you think we're going to start seeing Christmas commercials this month? It's October. I think within the next few weeks we're gonna see our first one. Man, and every commercial is gonna have Santa wearing a face mask. You know it's true. Every commercial will have Santa wearing a face mask.
I have not. Oh, dude, think of like ugly holiday sweaters. Do you think they're gonna do like holiday masks? Like people are gonna like knit each other masks, and there's gonna be.
Yeah.
I mean, knitting a mask would probably not be the best option because think of. It's not to protect. It's covering your face. I think it's more of a good comical gift.
Yeah, absolutely.
Than one that actually benefits your health. But I'm excited for just the holidays.
I am too.
We still have 2 months though.
Favorite time of the year.
This ain't even like. It's gonna be like 8 podcast episodes before it's the holiday season.
Basically, just the last 3 months of the year, my favorite time of the year.
Yeah, same. But it's also kind of sad because you're looking back and you're like, looking back at this year. The only things I can like really remember are like when Justin visited at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
And it was like January, February, and then beginning of March. And then after that, it just all went downhill.
Because the world might be crumbling at the moment, but like we can't do it. Like we wanted to go back to Japan and do more Japan vlogs this year. We had a trip to another country planned to do vlogs there.
Oh, dude, I want to talk because like, I think just the Japan vlog sequels could be
10 times better.
Epic.
10 times better. And I
especially with the cameras now that we looked up.
The little ZV ones?
Yeah.
It could be like, regardless.
I'm going to buy that right now. Fuck me.
Do it.
What's it called?
ZV1.
ZV1.
Use company money. Regardless of the pandemic, once that's over, we will kick it back into full gear with shit like Japan vlogs. I'm so excited to do more Japan vlogs. I want to do Kyoto. I want to do like Osaka, Okinawa, like North Japan. I want to do it all.
Punjun.
Sumega goes to China.
I want to go to Punjun so bad.
Same. I would love to go there.
I want to also go to Kiwasabi.
Oh, yeah.
Kiwasabi Town.
You know what I've noticed about Sumega?
What?
Every time you make up a fake Japanese word, it's always Kiwasabi.
Dude, how often do I make up fake Japanese words?
Not often, but I do specifically remember that in the past.
But it's Kimusabi, isn't it? The actual word?
I don't know what the word is.
Kimusabi or whatever. I don't know.
Do I look like I speak that language? I may be somewhat Indonesian, but it doesn't mean I know every goddamn Asian language.
One of my favorite moments of the Japan vlog is where I had like the microphone and I was doing like the Japanese voice into it, and you were like, "Speak English! I don't understand that gobbledygook."
Because there is a sect, and thankfully it's small, but it's vocal. There's a sect of America that actually gets irate when they hear another language spoken within the confines of their borders. Which is exactly how the Dirty French act, and it's obnoxious,
disgusting, dude. Hate the French. I cannot stand the French. Honestly, with all the nukes that every country has stockpiled, I say we just whoop France.
I mean, honestly, I mean, can France even defend themselves?
No.
Who's going to start a war over France? Who's going to start a world war with a big old superpower over France?
If America decided to invade France, who's going to stop us? Right?
Exactly.
We've done that to a bunch of other countries.
What, the EU's going to stop us?
They're going to go, you can end. Yeah, just get rid of France. No one.
Canada's going to stop us with their big army?
Yeah.
With their big, bad army?
Ooh.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, why don't... Hey, Canada, why don't you focus on your own problems?
How about y'all just get a big butter knife and cut at the border so it breaks Canada off and it floats more up north so it's not actually touching America?
Yeah.
God, I've only been to Vancouver, but I love Canada. That was my...
Canada was nice.
I really want to go back. It was snowing. It was beautiful. I want to go to Toronto.
North
I
want
to go
general.
To Toronto.
Toronto's nice. I already said next year, if everything's good, I want to go to the Toronto International Film Festival because I went in 2018 and I didn't go 2019 and now, of course, 2020. But I just remember it being a fun experience that I liked. And I talked about it recently on a podcast. You know, I'm going to say the same exact thing. Waking up, going to like Tim Hortons, getting like a coffee or hot chocolate with a bagel or a donut or like an egg, cheese and sausage biscuit. Croissant thing.
Croissant. I really want to go to Toronto. Toronto seems like it's one of those cities I've never been, but I'm like,
sorry,
I can move
Kelly.
There.
Kelly says
she's French Canadian.
I know. Ugh. She says Mario.
Mario?
Mario.
Is she Italian?
It's a me, Mario.
It doesn't, hey, Mario.
He doesn't say that. He goes, it's a me. And then what does he say, Matt?
Mario.
Mario.
Mario?
Mario.
I'll go back there, Mario.
It's always, I always feel good in Kelly's presence. Like I feel like our friendship is...
Friendship?
Our friendship has tightened because every now and then I'll hear her drop the... You know, she'll be like, yeah, eh? And I'll be like, eh, oh, I got a legitimate A. I always get gleeful when I get, like, hear a legitimate A out of Kelly. And I've only done it once. And I don't think I can do it again, but it was probably the most beautiful moment of our friendship. It was, we were just having a regular conversation, probably playing some fucking video game. And I remember just saying something back. I was like, yeah, eh? And she goes, yeah, eh? And she said it legitimately back. And then she's like, wait a second. Were you making fun of me? And I was like, I was. But honestly, that felt good to get a legitimate A back out of you. And she's like, yeah. I'm like, so that's in all of, in, yeah, having conversations and becoming friends is great and all. But the fact that she said something funny Canadian back at me is the true highlight of our friendship.
I get the same way when like Max will say.
Calls you a cunt.
Yeah, I'm like, finally, some Australian terminology.
Y'all cunt?
No, but here when we were in Australia, hearing them use like Australian slang was always so much fun. the get some bevvies. What do they call that? An esky?
Grog?
Esky, is that the cooler? Yeah, esky. Slevs is 7-Eleven. Bottle-O is liquor store. All right, let's go to the Bottle-O, get a couple bevvies. I've said this a million times. Australian is my favorite accent in the world. I fucking love Australian accents.
I like the New Zealand accent more.
Okay, dude. What are you, a Kiwi?
Water bottle?
A Kiwi supporter?
Like a water bottle? Water bottle?
New Zealand.
Would you like a water bottle?
I don't know how to do a New Zealand accent.
I'm doing it right now. Water bottle?
I want to go to New Zealand really bad. New Zealand seems like a... Isn't New Zealand like the...
It's where Rocket Power went for the big games.
Wow.
For the big competition.
It's also where they shot Lord of the Rings. And isn't New Zealand where, like, in the case of, like, a nuclear holocaust, that'd be, like, the safest place in the world, apparently? I remember reading some of it, like, in an apocalypse event, New Zealand would be, like, the safest.
When it happens, I'll let you know.
Okay. Well, if we have to escape to another country, let's go to New Zealand.
Yeah, just a 20-hour plane flight.
That would...
And then we'll be safe. I'm sure there won't be any flight restrictions during a nuclear war.
We could take a boat. I can go down to the marina and get us a little motorboat.
Take a little... Dude, you know how long it would take for that motorboat to...
How long would it take the motorboat from LA to New Zealand?
Think of how fast a plane goes, right? And think about the fastest a motorboat goes, probably like 50 miles an hour, 60. I'm kind of comparing it to how much
fast
a car would go on land, and I don't think it would...
I'd say motorboats can... Maybe 40?
No, I'm going to look up.
What if it took a speedboat? Dude, speedboats look like so much fun,
but
they always crash.
How fast can a motorboat go?
And I was thinking about this, too, because...
80 knots. Oh, shit.
What's
92 miles per hour.
What?
In calm waters. Over 50 knots. That's... It didn't even say, it just says 93 kilometers per hour in choppy waters and maintain 25 knots. That's 29 miles per hour in the average 1.5 to 2.1 meter, 5 to 7 foot Caribbean seas.
Wow. Okay.
Dude, I was on TikTok and I just saw one that kind of freaked me out. It gave me like a little bit of like, whoa, sweaty palms. It was of an oil rig and just like the heavy, deep ocean waves. Cause you know how like,
The middle of the ocean, they got those big waves. Yeah, it's that just, shit's so scary.
It's like, could you imagine just being stuck out in the middle of the ocean? Because it's not like calm. It's like fucked. I mean, yeah. Some places are calm. Well, I guess it depends on where you are in the
ocean. Yeah, I mean, there's calm parts of the ocean, but then there's parts where the waves are like 40 feet. And it's not like the type of wave that's going to crash like on shore, but you're still going to go. It's like a mountain you're going up and down. And actually, will someone do the math on how long it would take to motorboat from LA to New Zealand? And I was thinking about this recently, like how fast a plane goes compared, because I ordered more Triangle Guy hats and they have to come across the Pacific.
Wow, nice drop there, buddy.
Dude, come on, man. And it goes by cargo ship. And that is like going across the length of the Pacific in like a little cargo ship. It takes so long, man. It's crazy. We should just, why don't we have teleportation yet? We can just zap our products to another place. Just pew!
Ooh, I'm sorry, I just got a text from Justin.
Yeah?
He's getting excited. He really has a lot of faith in the Minecraft series.
Yeah, does he?
Yeah, I'll tell you what he said, but I'm going to have to bleep out certain parts as to not spoil too much, of course.
Okay.
He said let me see. I'm going to Minecraft requires a lot of cutting, which of course we knew going into it just because of the way we kind of want the series to feel and vibe. He says, but so far it's looking really good. He says some other things. And then he says, I really want to see if we can make this a big of a deal as the live action videos.
Yes.
And so like, I'm getting excited for this Minecraft series.
Gotta make a trailer.
Oh yeah. I don't even know how much of those texts even I'll even give the audience.
Get people excited.
Yeah, true. Justin's excited. Feeling good. I felt good while recording it.
We're recording.
It's a two camera
like
setup.
Hours.
It's a way of doing Let's Plays we've personally as a channel not done before.
We made a super mega server, not open to the public unfortunately, but it's me and Ryan's server. Ryan and I's server. No, it's not right. Me and Ryan's server, and we've built a little house. We're getting some upgrades, and we're working on it. We're having our little
just play Minecraft,
switching back and forth between his view and my view.
I don't have any end game and goal. Some days I'm just gonna go out and roam and get lost, you know, while you're working in a mine or something.
Yeah,
it's all
dude.
About the duality of our adventures and sometimes how they can intersect.
Also, some good skins.
Oh, we got some great skins. I will say, I'm going to say this right off the bat. We've recorded 3 episodes so far. We're going to record more episodes tomorrow, but my favorite episode so far is probably episode 3.
Yeah,
I will not say why specifically or anything like that, but
Watch that video get our entire channel taken down for this.
I think it's possible.
There's no way that video can get flagged.
I think the video could definitely get
flagged. That would be the stupidest thing to get a video flagged for ever. There's legitimate Minecraft sex on YouTube. Like you can like with
spoilers.
Sorry. Well, I'm not
Sorry, Matt has a call from
the loony bin
from the brain fairy.
I'm trying to schedule getting some more brain,
getting some more potions from the brain fairy.
I wish there's just like an Uber Eats service, but for getting brain. You know what I'm saying?
Oh wait, actually, to get people more excited about Minecraft, let's call Justin the editor right now. I want people to get. I'm excited.
I
about
want people
Minecraft.
To get excited too, man.
Hey. Hello, Ryan.
Didn't ring.
Hey, buddy. I know he picked up fast. It's almost like Justin and I are real friends outside of the channel. It's crazy. Justin, if you can't tell by the way I'm talking, you know, we're on the podcast or, you know, we're recording.
I figured.
Yeah. But I was those texts we were talking about, and we were also talking about the Minecraft series, how excited I was reading your texts. And I just want you to, you know, give people a little tease of, you know, should they be. This Minecraft series, Matt and I are excited for it. Your techs seem very, very happy about it. Do you think the fans will be happy with this Minecraft series, Justin?
I sure hope they will. I mean, it looks good so far. lots of funny edits, lots of hilarious hijinks with Matt Watson and Ryan McGee, as always, you know, a super mega staple.
Some mob run-ins.
Lots of screams.
Ooh, okay.
All right.
Lots of funny stuff, dude. Lots of funny stuff for all you guys to look forward to.
I'm excited. And for those that want to see, I don't know how many people are going to be watching on a day-to-day for those who watch the podcast versus Let's Plays, but Justin recently directed an episode of BoJack Horseman, which is in episode 4 of Jet Set Radio. Well, so make sure to catch that. Huh?
It's not the full episode because I couldn't clear that with Netflix, but like it's like a snippet.
Yeah.
All right.
What I could get from the studio.
Okay.
So yeah, that's coming soon.
Awesome.
Super excited, man. And it,
by the time this is everyone's listening to this.
And the big banger, the gorilla. How were you able to
get that gorilla for the video?
Yeah, because we've been trying to get monkeys for the longest time, but we have to go through all of this environmentalism bullshit.
I've seen multiple comments about this, and I know a guy. We don't need to make a big deal about this on the podcast. So, like, I can get you guys. I can slide you guys the number, but like, I don't want too many people to know about this guy just because.
Is it Ted Cruz?
Well, I was gonna say the Zodiac Killer, but I mean, same thing.
I remember having a shirt.
Yeah, you did have that shirt
that had a picture of Ted Cruz on it. It said Ted Cruz is the Zodiac Killer. I miss that shirt.
I want that.
Speaking of Ted Cruz,
we
haven't brought up
what have
two of the biggest announcements of the year.
Oh, shit. Well, before we do that, Justin, I just want to say thank you for doing what you do.
Love you, Justin.
I salute you and the brave fight you go through every day.
He's an essential worker for sure.
Yes,
on the front lines.
And you have yourself a good rest of the day. I'm sure we'll talk later.
Hey, have yourself a merry little Christmas, Justin.
With the podcast, dear boys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Love you, Justin. Yeah. Goodbye.
Love you guys. Bye.
Hasn't called me. That was sweet. That was Justin. There were some big-ass announcements this morning. The Borat 2 trailer dropped.
I watched it.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
And they announced Steve in Minecraft Steve in Smash Bros. From Minecraft. We've been predicting it forever. It's finally here.
You know, now that because that's a direct link between Microsoft and Nintendo.
Well, oh yeah, it is.
What are the chances of seeing John 117 in Smash Bros?
I don't know.
The Master Chief.
Oh. Oh my God! Yeah, I mean, is this the first Microsoft Nintendo like crossover type thing?
I believe it's yeah, yeah. Well, yeah.
Shit, dude.
Because they've done crossovers with other stuff. Like now, Microsoft has Rare, and Banjo is Rare.
Yeah,
right.
I love
Banjo
how they
is in the game.
Turned Smash into not just Nintendo, but just basically most video games.
Good.
It's awesome.
Think
that's
such
a smart move.
Go. It's amazing.
Combining so many brands into one product is genius.
PlayStation tried to do their own version of Smash Bros, where they had like all the PlayStation people.
I remember. Yeah, I remember. Like with like
you should play
Ratchet
that for the
Clank.
Channel to see like who do they have? Do they have like Aloy?
I think they
from
had it's like Ratchet
Horizon
Clank,
Zero Dawn,
Spyro, like shit like
they
that.
Nathan Drake.
They have Nathan Fielder. I know that. Sound like a Minecraft villager. They're adding a new mob to Minecraft soon.
What's it called?
They've been doing things where like they present different mobs and people can vote on which one they want to add to Minecraft. And for some reason, these fucking kids chose another hostile mob.
What other mob? Okay, what were the choices?
It was like a new type of cow that like leaves like flowers behind.
Mm-hmm.
Like a squid that glows, and then like this evil like ice villager that kills you like on sight, and they're like that one. It's like that game's already hard enough.
Why couldn't it be a bioluminescent squid?
Or give us like, just add like more fish or birds flying around. I don't know. I don't want another fucking. When they added phantoms, that killed me. Phantoms suck.
Oh, the like stingray looking
things.
The stingray looking things
that fly, and I'll be like on top of a tower building it, and then I hear the sound like turn around and.
Yeah, I've gotten jump scared by them sometimes back in the day.
Nothing,
when I say back in the day, I mean like a year ago.
Nothing gives me a bigger jump scare than it's nighttime in real life. I'm in a cave mining, and I turn around, and there's a zombie like running at me, like the kid zombie just running.
I hate the kid zombie.
I hate them so much, dude. So much energy in those little fuckers.
I hate kids in general
too.
And with that, thank you for listening to the Super Mega Cast, episode 213. We'll be back with 214 next week.
Yes, thank you
guys for continuing to support us. And Matt, do you have anything you'd like to end the, any anecdotes you'd like to end the podcast on?
Yeah, I actually do.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.